Bo.
Oh my god! Oh, oh. Who? Wait, is that you again, Matt?
Yeah.
Are you? Hang on, you were the first ghost, and now you're the second ghost as well.
Yeah. Stuff happened.
Oh.
Alice got stuck on the train.
Oh, Alice is that the ghost of Christmas Present?
Yeah. She's quite present, as in like hip. She's quite like into like the now scene.
Okay, and there's a train's in at the moment.
Yeah, a train is delayed.
Oh, okay.
It never left.
It never left London, no. Victoria.
And that is the present.
Well, that's I'm glad that we're so up to date with this. This ghost situation. Do none of the ghosts have cars?
No.
God.
Well, you don't kill cars, do you?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it happens in Cars, the movie Cars.
No spoilers.
Oh, sorry. It's at the end, they go, they're ghosts. They're all ghosts.
He's a ghost.
Exactly. Oh, nice little callback there. And now you're the ghost.
Now I'm the ghost. And this is the present.
So you're the ghost.
Now.
You're the ghost of Christmas Present.
The ghost of not now.
The
now, that's what I call not ghost.
We're not going to be talking about the Now 87 movie, the Now albums. Oh, look. Milo's come in. Isn't that nice? What are you going to tell us? What is the message from the present?
Take us, please!
The message from the present is things are shit.
Oh.
Trains are delayed.
Yeah. Buses are late.
Buses are late. Well, that was the past, but it's still happening. Trains are delayed. Buses are delayed.
Milo's pooped behind various things.
Milo's pooped behind the telly.
Chaos.
Justin Bieber released another album. I can't take it.
Well, another one? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the Ghost of Christmas Future. I might become a ghost myself. Wait, can you guys still hear music?
We can. But only at the ghost after party.
Oh, would Justin Bieber's music be there?
The afterlife party.
Oh, I see.
So it's probably a good thing that Justin Bieber's still creating music, because otherwise
he would be
in the afterlife party.
Yeah. Milo's jumping on the bed. He's just like so excited to see you. He's a big fan of ghosts.
He likes Ghostbusters 4.
Yes. The cat one, the all feline edition. So am I having a task now, or are you going to take me to my relatives' houses?
Now.
Oh.
Well, no, we can't go to your relatives' house because that involves getting a train.
And they're all delayed. Yeah.
They're all delayed.
That's a good point.
So we can't do that.
Right. Well, thank God Milo came and stood in front of the recording information. Oh, he's just got into your carrier bag. Do ghosts usually carry around carrier bags?
Well, it's the present, isn't it? So technically I'm not a ghost now.
Oh, okay.
Where am I?
I thought it was the Ghost of Christmas Present. What's my task?
So, your task to make you a better podcaster, which may or may not help.
Yes.
Your task is, so, because I'm the Ghost of Christmas Presents.
Yeah.
Your task is presents. Have you gone yet?
Oh. Well, I guess we could talk about our favourite presents that we've had.
Yeah, talk about which ones you don't like.
Don't like.
And shame everyone who's given you them.
Right, okay. I probably won't do that, but because I'm trying to be a better person.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I'm telling you how to be a better podcaster.
By being mean.
By being mean.
Okay.
You treat them mean.
You keep them
kidding. They never come back.
Okay. I heard it different, but I'll take it. And so we will talk about that.
Talk about presents.
Is that it?
Because it's presents. And for shits and gigs, you could just talk about Christmas songs and Christmas movies if you like.
All right. I'm sure it will be a wonderful pod. So I take it we're not going to see you again now. You're going to, because the Ghost of Christmas Future is going to come next, isn't he?
Yeah.
And that is definitely a different person.
Yeah, definitely.
Not you at all.
Not me.
Not you.
Not me. Someone else. I might come back at the very end to do like a
wrap up.
This is what we've learned. Don't do it, kids. That kind of thing. Don't do this.
Yeah.
But other than that, I will not be the next ghost.
Okay. Merry Christmas then.
Goodbye.
No, you have to open the door to get out, Matt.
Like this?
No, that's you've just closed it.
There's no key. No, is there a button on it? No.
No. Just pull the handle towards you.
My hand's going straight through the handle.
This is a predicament then. Right, so while Matt's trying to get out of the room, I guess the three of us...
Wait, how do I get it?
We popped up again, haven't we?
You keep transporting
in
here.
Stop teleporting me in. I was just about to go to the toilet.
Please don't go here,
Jess. It's a good job you didn't know whilst I was there.
Oh, don't want to see a naked. No nakedness, please.
No more nudity.
I don't like to see myself naked.
I like the fact that you're just teleporting into the room. So obviously Jazz Chicken and Lady Giggles. Oh look, this keeps coming up.
And the laptop as well. And the laptop's here.
Milo's here too as well, obviously.
Oh, I don't know where's the plug is.
Oh, the battery's dying.
Yes.
Yes.
The battery. We need to fix the battery.
Should really have done this before we started recording.
Yeah,
but I'll call this out. But I probably won't. So, the task is that we're going to discuss Christmas presents.
By told by not present, not
ghost.
Not ghost, man.
Not ghost of Christmas present. So, for me personally, I was thinking about this. My one of my favourite presents of all time was the Game Boy. I got a Game Boy Pocket for Christmas one year.
Ah, brilliant.
And I think that was the one thing that sort of cemented me as a gamer, because I was there just like, oh my god, I can take this. This is my own console. I can take it everywhere. I can play all sorts of things. Like, I ended up spending lots of hours playing Pokemon and Mario and Zelda and all sorts of things. And I think, yeah, it was just such a great little present. Just this thing that sort of like bounced around with me everywhere. To the point where the police had to arrest me. And they're still...
No, that was a fire engine, so...
Oh, the fire brigade had put me out because I'm too hot.
Sting came round and arrested you.
And I think further to that as well, when I got the Nintendo 64, it was like... It was the greatest Christmas, because I was like... My parents were winding me up the entire time. They were like, we've got you the box and we've put school uniform in it. So you're getting school uniform, and apparently they were literally debating on whether or not just to put my school uniform in the box. So I got it, I opened it up, and I was like, because when I got it, I went crazy. I was like, oh, like the video of the kid being like, Nintendo 64. And I ended up opening the box and pulling it out and being like, yes, it's all there, that's fine, put it back in, and then sort of setting it up the first time, I was just like, oh, I'm putting Mario on, because Mario 64 was my first game. Just being like, this is the greatest thing ever. And actually, further to that, one year I asked for Pokemon Stadium on the Nintendo 64, because I was an avid Pokemon fan.
Good game.
And my parents got me the wrong game. They got me Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, well.
And
it's not the wrong game.
At the time, I was like, oh, thanks. And I was sort of like, But then I played it, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever played. And then I became a lifelong Smash Brothers fan after that. It was, you know, it was amazing, because the guy at the game shop was like, get this for him, because he'll like this. I think he knew, he sort of recognised my parents. So he sort of knew, and he was like, yeah, get this one. This is the one that he'll want. And thank God he did, because I love that game so much. I probably still would be here, but...
Oh, no, yeah, but you probably would have... Your outlook on life might be slightly different.
Yeah, because I love Smash Brothers. It's going to be... very well, it'll be coming out. It's out now, so go and buy it.
Yes.
The new one.
It looks amazing.
It's fantastic. Jazz Chicken, can you think of any...
I think of like a good and maybe a bad time, but now thinking back, it was quite funny. So one of my, I think two of my favourite presents that I got was the first one, because I was a big avid Mighty Max fan at the time, being a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of the sets. I got given the Skull Mountain playset.
Oh, God.
It was just like, ah! And it had like a little catapult on it and everything. So I was, whilst mum and dad and brothers were doing stuff, you'd just see this thing go, so I'm by the TV, by the tree behind this small table, playing with it, things flying around. And then a few, I think it was a good maybe 4 or 5 years later. We'd always have this, I guess my own little tradition going on the previous one, I guess, was like to try and guess the presents, and this time I actually guessed right. And I was collecting military micro machines at the time.
Ah, micro machines, I love micro machines.
Mum got me the massive car playset, which folds out into a city and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we still got it in the loft.
I was
looking
at the presents going, and then I took this one. And then did the usual shake, and I was like, "Is it this?" She's like, "You've been snooping, haven't you?" And I was like, "Oh, it is." She's like, "Oh crap!" It's like, "Hey, thanks, mum."
My mum used to do that. We did it a couple of times. It was like, guess the present, and you'd sort of shake it, and you'd be like, "It's a DVD," and she'd be like, "Yes, what DVD is it?" And I was like, I don't want to say, just in case I get it right and you tell me off for snooping. I didn't snoop, honest.
Yeah. I guess the worst funny time was I was at my nan's, asleep upstairs. I had a very vivid dream that I kind of woke up and I had these presents beside my bed. I opened them up and they were just like cheap little things. There was like a plastic Batman symbol thing. There was a trumpet. And there was some other random stuff.
Trumpet.
And then I got out of bed, I went to the stairs because I could hear talking downstairs, and then I fell down the stairs, and I actually woke up at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh my God.
In pain. And then my mum came over and was like, oh, and brought me into the sitting room. And that's when I found out that my brothers were playing the Master System, because they were given a Master System.
What?
And I was like, oh, Golden Axe. That was the first game I ever played.
That was actually a Christmas present that we got, and apparently my dad took it out of the box and it had Alex the Kid built in, and he was making sure it was working.
Yeah.
I remember that Christmas we sat and watched him play Alex the Kid, and it was very vivid. We got him a t-shirt. We found an Alex the Kid t-shirt for him. A couple of years ago. And he was like, "Oh, this is well." He was like, "This is brilliant," sort of thing, and. I saw him wearing it the last time we saw it, went and spent time with him, and it was just like, oh, you're still wearing it. He goes, yeah, I love this t-shirt, it's brilliant. Acts a kid.
Yeah.
But the presents that I thought I opened in the dream were actually the presents I opened, so I'm wondering if I was awake but still in REM sleep.
Yeah.
One of those weird moments.
Did you enjoy the trumpet?
I never saw it again. I think after that day it vanished.
Oh, interesting.
Remember having little army men, Michael and Ashley had their own separate set as well, and we used to play hide and seek with them and try and find the little miniature men.
And then it goes into Toy Story, they're like, go, go, go!
I remember, sorry, this just came into my head. I remember this bit where me and my brother were, we had this little Christmas tree thing with these little ornaments, and there was this dog with a Christmas hat on, and it was just sort of like, had this really like dopey face, like, and then we kept laughing about it, and we were laughing so hard at one point that I headbutted my brother and my tooth went through my lip.
Oh.
I've still got a little scar on there, and I remember I had to have a plaster. My brother was like, go and show mum, and I was like, mum, and she's like, oh my God. And she, so I had to, I think the doctor came out to us, he was on call.
On call that day.
And he was just like, yeah, I just put a plaster on. So it looked like I had a mustache for a couple of days. But yeah, it was really weird. My tooth just went through my lip.
Oh, horrid.
I don't even know how it
bit down that hard. Yeah, yeah.
It just went through.
Horrid, horrid.
I remember one year I was trying to get you a present, and I'm an idiot, basically. I'm a stupid man. And wow. Because I was there, I went into the shop and I went, I went into a jeweler's and I was like, do you have all the same, oh, what was it? I said, some sort of brand, you know, some sort of chain jeweler. And I said, do you have the same stock? Because we'd gone shopping and we'd seen this really nice, like, bracelet. And I was like, I want to get that. And I went into this shop and said, is it all the same? He goes, they are all the same, but that's not who we are. We're a different jeweller. And I went, oh. Well, what have you got then? And I sort of said, you know, I'm looking for something nice for my girlfriend at the time. And they were like, yeah, here we go. We've got a nice piece here. And I was like, oh, it's brilliant. And they were all very much like, come back and tell us how it is. Because I was working on a pantomime at the time.
Yes, you were.
So I went in afterwards and I was like, she liked it. And they were like, yay, well done you. You're not that stupid.
We now have to close shop and we've become bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Nice little bracelet.
You took our only product.
Yeah.
It was the only thing in store.
It's apparently keeping them open.
Yeah. It's
like, now we're closed. We're staying open just to see how she reacted. Yeah, it was a weird time. Like,
we thought it was magical. Turns out we were wrong.
We thought we would come back. We didn't order any more stock. Yeah, it's always a bit of a weird one buying presents for people, and I'm always terrified that I'll buy the wrong thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I've met a few people, I guess exes in the past, there. I never liked where they would say, okay, tell me what you want, I'll buy it, and you give me the receipt, and then I'll give you the money for it. And I'm like, well, no, the presents need to be a surprise.
Nice, yeah.
what? But I had to keep my mouth shut. I was just like, what are you doing?
Sometimes it's difficult, though, because the box comes... Sometimes you order it way too early and then it has to sit in the bedroom in a giant box.
Yes.
And then the question comes up, what's in the giant box? And you're like, nothing. It's not...
That's the part of the fun of it, isn't it?
Nothing you know.
Well, I think the easiest people to buy for are like geeks. People who enjoy pop culture and stuff, because there's so much and there's lots of memorabilia out there and lots of different types of cool things.
Oh, yeah. We've actually... I mean, you've bought me so much... so many comics and things like that.
Yeah.
Lady Giggles, 10. You bought me the X-23 pop vinyl figure. That was a thing last year where we both bought each other themed items.
We did.
Like I got you all Gwenpool stuff, yeah. And you got me all Wolverine stuff. So I got an X-23 pop Wolverine statue I have to build. Which when Big Timmy's house expands, we're going to be like, are we building that?
Yeah.
And then painting it up, and then. We got each other comic books as well, yeah. And it was like,
that's why with most people I'm asking, like, oh, what are you currently into? Is there something that you're really interested in, like any films or series or cartoons, or is there anything that you're really interested in? Some people are just like, I don't know. It's like, there's got to be something.
Yeah.
For me, it's always Kevin Smith. I mean, I remember getting some Kevin Smith bits, Jane Bob bits from various people, and I'm always just like, oh my god, I've got a clothes sign from
he did.
Not Matt, and I was like, I need to have a shop now so that I can put his clothes sign up.
Yeah. I remember because obviously like you, we got, me and my brother both got the Game Boy Color.
Oh.
And mine was lime green and my brother's was yellow, and I was like, never liked green as a color if I had to wear it, but on any other things, green is great. I love green. And then, so obviously, we were always playing that. And then, a couple of years later, obviously, then the iPods came out. Again, my brother got blue. Guess what? lime green. And they're engraved on the back with our names on it, so I was like, oh. So yeah, they were the fun.
My brother got a Game Boy the same year that I got mine, and it was like he got a red and I got a blue, and then we ended up getting Pokemon. I got Pokemon Blue and he got Pokemon Red.
I had a purple Game Boy Color.
Yeah, you can't get purple ones.
Yeah. Oh, mine was a Game Boy Pocket, I should point out. Cause
yeah, no, we had the Pocket, but ours was silver. And yeah. we had the original Game Boy.
Yeah, the massive thing.
It was massive.
The brick. I don't know, it wasn't exactly white, it was more of a creamy colour.
Yeah.
My cousin had one, and I remember going up at Christmas time and playing Zelda on it and being
that
like,
was good at the time.
This is amazing. Yeah,
no, we also had the Virtual Boy, because my dad used to work abroad all the time, and he went over to America for a good 6 months to a year. Next thing you know, he brought down the Virtual Boy. It was brilliant. Gave you serious headaches. But I was playing, I remember having to lie down on my front with his Virtual Boy playing bowling. The first bowling I was playing, not on the Wii, Virtual Boy, brilliant.
There was also similar type things of those Virtual Boys. I can't remember the actual name of the brand it was, but they looked like little spaceships that you hold to your eyes. Yeah. One of them was you were controlling. It was always like you're this little man or a ship that you can go into three places, left, middle, or right, and you'll have enemies coming at you shooting bullets at you, and it's just gather points as you do it. I've been tempted to see if I can buy one again, but I remember last year looking at the prices and they're expensive. That's like, gosh darn it. They must be Charles Dodgers.
So I think we've covered presents quite nicely. Mm-hmm. Do any of you have particular favourite Christmas films? I mean, for me, one of mine is technically not a Christmas film. It's a November film. It's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Halloween through up to Christmas.
Yeah, I always watch it just before Christmas because it really puts me in the mood. Yeah,
we do. We do all our Christmas wrapping watching that movie, don't we?
Yeah, we might have to watch.
That's another tradition we do.
Yeah, like we watch. we're creating traditions all the time. I used to sit down and watch. Santa Claus the movie just before Christmas, because it used to always be on.
Mine's always Santa Claus the movie.
I love that.
The elf gets kicked out and he's trying to impress Santa so he can get back in and stuff.
And they've got this like candies that make him fly, and he's like, "We'll come up with John Lithgow's like, we'll make Christmas too."
And Home Alone's another one.
Oh yeah, I prefer the first one.
Yeah, first one's much better.
I think the second one gets really dark at various points. There's a homeless, the pigeon lady's homeless and stuff like that, and you're like, oh my god, and then there's a guy that freezes to death as well, which is like, oh my god.
That's Scrooge, that happens in Scrooge, doesn't it, where a guy freezes.
I might be confusing the two. I love Scrooge. That film where they just the whole way they present that story, it's slightly better than this podcast. The way the podcast has been presented, but yeah, I really love Bill Murray.
There's loads of Christmas. Elf. Elf's another one.
Elf, yeah.
Santa!
I love it. And he's like, you're not Santa. And he starts fighting him and stuff, right? And he's putting sugar on it, like syrup on everything, like spaghetti. And he's just like, I've cooked you dinner. Yeah, it's a weird one as well, because the guy has a kid with someone and then sort of forgets about it, I guess.
Yeah.
And the kid ends up going up to the North Pole. It's really sort of like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like that film quite a lot.
There's loads of good Christmas films.
Yeah. There's a load of bad Christmas films as well.
Yes, there are a load of bad Christmas films.
So, you know, they're always fun to look at. I keep seeing adverts for them on Netflix. There's one that's called just like, what was it? Like Princess Swap or something?
Yeah.
And it's just the tale of the Prince and the Pauper, but updated and set at Christmas, and it looks awful. I can't wait to sit down and watch it, because I will.
Yes.
There was also one that was done on Mystery Science Theatre 3000 called Santa Claus versus the Martians, and if you get a chance, watch the, I think it's on Netflix at the moment, watch the that episode, because it is just so so bad but funny at the same time. It's sort of they do some really good jokes with it and that. Songs? Should we talk about some songs?
Well, I was watching. I was on Facebook the other day, and like, was it Facebook? Some media of some sort, and they're like, I do hope we've. Oh no, it was on the telly. I do hope we have a better Christmas song this year because I was talking to Michael Bublé because. Ooh.
Bublé, the boob.
Boob, yeah, Bublé. Got to love Bublé. Because we've all had Mr. Blobby over one Christmas. Bob the Builder over another Christmas. God. And there was one other, and I can't think of what it's called.
Well, Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine was actually Christmas number one at one point. Because they did it in protest against X Factor or something like that. The Simon Cowell thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically just like...
Because X always gets number one for some reason. I don't understand why.
It's just because it finishes around that time and everyone rushes out and buys the single sort of thing. But, yeah. There's a couple that I really like. There's the Bing Crosby, David Bowie one. Little Drummer Boy. I don't know what it is. I just really like that. It's just like, peace on earth. And he's like, bom, rop, bom, bom.
But I like the Star Trek.
Oh, reverb. Make It So.
Make It So.
Make It So. Brilliant. I love that one as well. Brilliant. Oh, the weather.
Shut up, Wesley.
Shut up, Wesley.
Really? Shut up, Wesley.
It's brilliant.
But the songs that I have to play on Christmas is So Here It Is, Merry Christmas. That's with Noddy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
And Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Yep.
There was another one. Was it Wizard who did it?
Yeah. Around the Snowman.
Yeah, that one. Those
songs have to be played on Christmas.
Yeah. Very nice sort of thing.
Yeah, loads of good songs.
There's a Ramones Christmas song called Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And the video is... YouTube the video. Just YouTube it. It's really like... It's this couple basically having a fight and everyone comes in and, you know, sort of wrecks the house for Christmas. And then they end up making up at the end of the video but then having another argument. It's just sort of like... And, of course, Weird Al Yankovic has done a couple of Christmas songs which I really like.
Yeah.
The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Yeah, Santa Went Crazy.
Which, again, is fantastic.
Funny.
The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Now you can't hardly step around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer brains. Something like
that. Like, lovely.
Yeah. It's just like...
Watch my brains going, so here it is, Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun.
Yeah.
It's sort of a nice...
Get back in your cage!
There's a bit in... Is it that one where he just goes, all right, kids, take it! And he's really aggressively shouts, take it to these children. And they start singing.
I like The Darkness.
Yeah, my mum really likes that one, doesn't good she? Don't Let the Bells End.
Christmas
time!
Don't Let the Bells End! Yeah, literally. Just hold the balls up and...
It's one thing where you work in like retail, even if you go around doing your Christmas shopping and all you hear is just like the same four songs.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad
that you won't be working in retail.
I'll be working retail over Christmas.
Yes. It's I always feel bad, and I think if you do see people suffering in their places of work because of all the Christmas songs, just give them a minute. Give them a pat on the shoulder and you can make it,
not long now, mate, not long now. That's horrid. Hate it.
Are there any Christmas presents you guys are looking forward to this year?
Yes, the one in the big box. I can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be difficult to pull you away from the PlayStation, I think.
Yeah,
possibly. I mean, it could might not be anything to do with PlayStation.
Well, I have asked for quite a few actually this year, because I've also asked for Ni No Kuni 2 and Ni No Kuni 3 apparently. No, not Ni No Kuni.
I was going to say, like, what? Yo-Kai Watch.
Yo-Kai Watch 2. And then Yo-Kai Watch 3 is coming out.
That comes out on the 7th.
Yeah, could December. Be out already.
Yeah. So, at the time of people listening this, you can go and buy Yo-Kai Watch 3.
So I like that. Because if you like Pokemon, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Especially now if I have 600 Yo-Kais to catch. Oh my god, it's catching up!
Well, I have no clue what I'm getting, so I'm mostly looking forward to games doing Christmas events. And I'm hoping, although everyone's, a lot of people are like, ah, Fallout 76 is rubbish, and then the people that are playing it are the nice people that actually just play games for fun.
Yeah.
They enjoy fun.
It does look a lot of fun, actually, I have to say.
I'm hoping they do, because currently they're doing a Thanksgiving kind of event, although there's not really an event going on for it. But they've released some
cosmetics,
some cosmetics and stuff. So I'm hoping they do something for Christmas, and maybe just like a Christmas mission or something.
Find the Christmas tree.
I like to flick to other games as well that I know do Christmas events to say, right, what's going on here? What's going on this one?
Yeah,
yeah. It's always nice having seasonal events. I guess
for those who don't have an outside life.
Oh, exactly.
I when
you have a few days off on Christmas, it's like, oh, Christmas events.
I just Smash Brothers. But I'm going to be getting that from our game fund. So, yes,
rawr!
No, I just want world peace and everyone to have a good time. Really, that's what I'd like for Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. It's like Christmas is for family and friends, and like especially if you're in retail. It's and even in like the services and stuff where you're in hospitals or.
Yeah,
I find it very hard to describe the reasons why I celebrate Christmas. Like for you, it's for family and stuff, and it's nice to know that the whole country is doing it at the same time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, "Well, it's you know, I don't celebrate it, and the whole it's all a commercial thing." And it's like, "Well, if you see it like that, but I see it more towards family, and love, and giving and stuff, showing your appreciation of them and."
I always get annoyed when people.
No.
I always get annoyed when people are like, "Oh, like here's a load of stuff," and you sort of there going, "It's not about load of stuff."
Stuff, no.
Yeah. I like to get gifts to people that are mean something. Yeah. Like you know, I'll buy
and get gifts for the people that mean the most to me.
Yeah. Exactly, you know.
The bracelet I got you was something, Lady Giggles, not you, Jess. Sorry,
no.
You didn't get. You might get a bracelet this year, but no, the gift that I got for you, I. Put time in, I thought about it, and I was like, I want to get you something nice. Because I usually get you toys and games and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to do some nice jewellery in that. And, you know, I think, well, you wear it, and it's nice. It's a nice piece. Yeah, so for me, it's more about showing that person that you thought about them and them being like, you know, they know you care about them, I guess.
Yeah. The worst part I know is I say, oh, well, it shouldn't only be over for one day, you know. You should always say you love someone all year round, whatever. But, you know, I think come Christmas, it's a special time. Cause
it's that special occasion.
Exactly, where everyone's together.
Mm.
And it's having, like, the nice feast as, you know.
Because if you do it any time of the year, it doesn't have that big of an impact.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not as special.
Mm.
And again, I mean, we could all be wrong about everything, but I think that's just the way we feel.
That's our way of feeling.
You can't really argue against that.
No.
If you do, I'll fight you.
Fight.
Fight to death.
Yeah, it's one thing where I always look forward to just sometimes getting together with people that you like and you love and just having a bit of time together.
Yeah. Because the worst of it as well is, like, they say the only time you see people is either at Christmas or at a funeral, where you see your whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult because we all leave so busy lives nowadays. We all have to work, you do other things, and you can understand how that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So you just, like, you kind of want to make an extra day, not just when you die.
Yeah.
To see everyone, do you really? You know, well, the worst of it, you won't be able to see them because you're dead anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's for everyone else.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's a perfect point to wrap.
Sorry, it's all about death.
Now that we've mentioned death,
in comes not that.
Oh, he's appearing.
Not ghost.
So, stay tuned, guys. Follow us on all the follow us on all the socials.
You know the gist. You know the gist.
Don't forget to check out Boss Archive as well. BOS Archive for some Fallout goodness. And we'll see you next time. Get out of my chimney.
Ho, ho, ho.